Thanks for calling XPL. My name is Tasha. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is Mimi Hawkins, and somebody left many message for installation tomorrow.
Okay, bear me one moment. I'm gonna pull up your order to see. You have an installation schedule for tomorrow.
Yes, that one message is, and it said that the installation tomorrow between 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. and make sure that somebody there. Then another message that he left, his name is Mile, and he said he need a reschedule.
Okay.
So I don't know what is going on.
Okay, if you bear with me one moment, I'll look up your order and see what's going on with it. You just take a minute to pop it up. Just bear with me one moment.
Hello?
I'm here, ma'am. I'm waiting on you to pull your order up. It's taking a minute. And what's your name?
Mimi Hawkins.
Okay, they were trying to reschedule you for the, hold on a second, I can tell you what they're trying to schedule you for. They were trying to reschedule you for the 29th.
No, that's not acceptable.
Okay.
If they can come in the morning, they didn't need to reschedule the same day afternoon. Not after Thanksgiving, not 1 week later. That's not acceptable. Because my husband had a doctor appointment tomorrow morning. And the reason that they scheduled the up and coming, so he rescheduled his doctor appointment. And you cannot, it's not acceptable to, call the last minute. And he even didn't leave any information why he want to reschedule, nothing. No explanation. Tasha. Tasha?
Ma'am, I'm here. So,
yes, can I speak to supervisor, please?
You're going to have to call Best Buy to see if they can reschedule it, because I'm only able to reschedule it for the days that they're scheduling it for, that they're asking for it to be scheduled.
But I'm not asking for a reschedule. I'm asking to stick with, you know, our original schedule, because it's not acceptable. Don't call me last minute. I purchased this one, like, what, 5 days ago? And don't call me the last minute and change the year schedule, and you don't give me any explanation, nothing. It's not acceptable. Can I speak to supervisor, please? You be silent too much, Tasha.
Okay. My supervisor is gonna have to call you back if I can give you your number, because he's on break right now.
And also, at the Best Buy, I give him my cell phone number to call or a text message, not a home phone number. That's why Maya couldn't reach me. Tasha, are you sleeping?
I'm still here.
You be silent so much, and you not respond much. You like, you know, sound like you sleeping over there.
Oh, man, I'm getting. Bear me one moment.
What's the name of the supervisor?
Bear me one moment, man.
Excuse me?